just saying, Mickey, you'd enjoy a game of golf even if you're not a golfer here.
Maybe driving the bogey around, Damien, would be the only thing that I'd enjoy, because I wouldn't enjoy the other end of it anyway, because wouldn't be one of the best golfers now.
Yeah, patience is a virtue, but you can influence it as a manager. The golf ball can go anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. As I said, I've only played it a couple of times and I didn't get much further than the tour, the fourth hole, so I knew it was time to pack it in.
Yeah, you've got all the way to the Ulster final, though. Are you ahead of expectation for year one?
We had a tough National League campaign, and you know what we wanted to get out of that was to learn and try and stamp our style of play that we wanted to play, and we learned an awful lot in Division 1. But as regards to the Championship, we definitely weren't looking any further than Monaghan was always our focus from when the draw was made. You know, we said that was our first game, it was a home game at Kingspan Breffni Park, and we said we'd take it one game at a time, because you know we were in no position to look any further.
Yeah, but the age profile of a lot of the players, they've a lot of Ulster Championship games under their belt, albeit not as successful as they like. Was it important for this year to make that progress?
Yeah, I first of all think it was just to get a win and then try and back it up, and that was always our goal as a management and as a bunch of players, was, you know, if we can get a win, then the challenge for us would be to go and back it up and see can we put two wins back to back, which we haven't done in an awful lot in the Ulster Championship. But yeah, look, as I said, even when we got to the over the Monaghan game and into the Armagh game, we knew that it was going to be a tough struggle, and that's what it proved. And the both games, you know, it just lots of questions asked of us, but just delighted to get through them, to be honest.
Yeah, looking at the three games you've had so far, so Monaghan was maybe the type of challenge you expected from it. Armagh then go quite defensive in game two, and then the start of game three they come out and put a full press on. So you've had to deal with different scenarios, or the players have had to deal with different scenarios. Are you happy with how they adjusted?
Yeah, looking in the modern game, you have to be versatile, and sometimes you have the best laid plans can go out the window after 5 minutes, and this is where you trust the players that they can adapt to what the situation that's happening on the field, because once they cross that white line, a lot of it is down to them, you know. And in fairness, that's what they've done the last three games. They've been able to adapt and change maybe the way they've been set up and playing as the game has developed. And you know, that was one thing we felt that down through the years, that at times when things were going against us, the lads were slow to maybe, you know, change tack or maybe change direction or whatever you like to call it. But you'd have to be happy about how they coped with the different scenarios that was thrown at them.
The style that you've brought to this Cavan team has been much plotted nationally about how Cavan's such an attacking team. It's the only time, third time in 40 years, I think, that there's been 40 scores in the Ulster Championship. So it's you must be proud of the way that they're trying to apply themselves.
Yeah, look, sometimes that comes with risks as well, you know. Sometimes when you try to do the best thing, you're leaving yourself vulnerable. But, you know, you have to give Armagh credit as well to make that made that game. But while we're still a work in progress, we know there's still lots to improve on. And, you know, we could have been this result could have went the other way if Armagh had to tuck their opportunities. Did a couple of gilt-end goal chances, but they didn't take them, thankfully. But you know, there's lots of areas we can improve on, but you'd have to be, you know, happy any day you put up 23 scores, you know, is a good day in the office. And our efficiency has been excellent, like, you know, in that regards. And that's basically come from Division 1 football. You know, we were getting lots of shots off in Division 1 football, but our conversion rates weren't matching the shots we were getting. So that was an area that we knew that if we had to make any progress, we had to start getting better at.
Is Cavan, having played Division 1, going to be an advantage coming into this Ulster final over Donegal Division 2?
But it's helped us to probably iron out lots of things coming into the Championship. It definitely has. But Donegal, look, they're a Division 1 team. They had a blip last year, went down to Division 2, they're back up again. So, you look, they've been dining at the top table for many a year now. So, as I said, I think it's the 8th final in 9 or 10 years. This is nothing new to them, it's all new to us. But, you know, it's a huge bar now that we have to get up to now, because I think they have so much quality all over the field, and you know, it's going to be a big ask.
Yeah, did you see Donegal against Tyrone with Ian Breffney, Kingspan Breffney on Saturday?
Yeah, look, it's very impressive. Coming into the game, I had an inkling that, you know, it was going to be a tough, tight game. I thought Donegal, you know, were in with a great shout. I didn't think they'd do it as comfortably as they did, but they were very impressive on the way that they put Tyrone to the sword, and the scoreboard probably flattered Tyrone a small bit.
Yeah, what was this a surprise to you that they went quite defensive?
Yeah, probably was, yeah, because in fairness, Donegal have quality forwards, you know, and they've quality players all over the field, but, you know, they've probably just seen that's what they needed to do against Tyrone, and, you know, they come up with a plan to stop them from playing, and it worked to a certain extent, and they came out with the right result.
I suppose Donegal have shown in the two games they can play both blanket defence and all-out attack.
Yeah, look, sure, they have the players to do it. They're so versatile all over the field. They have a number of players in defence that can play in the forward line, and the forward line can play in defence, and Michael Murphy can play anywhere. So, you know, they have that in their armoury. You know, they're just not a one-trick pony.
You've made a lot of changes to the 26 in the first two games. Is there a possibility of more changes, new faces?
Yeah, well, look, it all depends on how training goes, you know, and currently we're playing lads on form, you know, lads that are showing well in training are going to get an opportunity, and you know, it goes without saying, if lads put the best foot forward, they'll be considered, because some lads might dip for various reasons, and it gives an opportunity for somebody else. But yeah, look, at we said it from day one, you know, that we'll be looking at lads, what's happening in training, and if they're doing the stuff in training, they'll be given the opportunity.